Wesley Clark's flirtation with running for president prompted NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore to consider the strengths that other former generals have brought to the Oval Office or to public service.
Wesley Clark, whom I know slightly, shares one quality with General Dwight Eisenhower, one of the most popular presidents of our time, and Colin Powell, who might have been had he chosen to run. It is the ability to jettison military jargon and address civilians in civilian terms. This quality served Clark in good stead in 1996 when he faced mandatory retirement under the Army's up-or-out policy. The three-star general was completing his term as Director of Strategic Planning for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the military command had no four-star assignment to offer him. The smooth-talking general managed to enlist the interest of Defense Secretary William Perry and even of President Clinton, and so Clark ended up with the Southern Command and four stars. The Rhodes Scholar, who was also first in his class at West Point and was wounded in Vietnam, has the necessary pedigree for a candidate in a time of security concerns. But for one who has spent most of his presidential life in uniform, he also has an unusual ability to address civilian concerns. On television, he argued for affirmative action and against a big tax cut. On CNN's Crossfire, he spoke out against permitting a long-term deficit. On NBC's Meet the Press, he spoke out against the abridgment of civil liberties in pursuit of the war against terrorism. Will the former Supreme Commander of NATO forces run for president? I suspect that this is for him a strategic issue, that he's conducting a feasibility study, or call it reconnaissance. Can he, starting late, raise enough money before the primaries to make him look electable? Do people respond to a soldier intellectual? I imagine he'll try only if he thinks he has a chance. This is Daniel Shore.